The Return of Little Tsip Tsip. Tsip Tsip is a birdie. Not just a birdie, but a very, very little birdie. Just about ready to stretch out its little soft wings and begin to fly for the very first time. Tsip Tsip's mommy said to her, "Oh my, look at your wings. They seem to be strong enough. How about taking your first trip out of the nest?" At first, little Tsip Tsip was a bit frightened. She was worried, for this would be the very first time that Tsip Tsip would go away from the nest. Until now, she was so close to her mommy. They were always together in the comfortable and warm nest. Well, Tippy finally took Mommy's advice and began to stretch out her soft wings and began for the first time to skip around in the nest. "Look, Mommy," Tsip Tsip called. "Look, I'm hopping all around. Gee, this is fun." "Well, Tsip Tsip, now you are ready to take a trip far away from the nest." Little Tsip Tsip was so excited. She practiced this new and exciting adventure every day. She would fly back and forth each time, flying a bit further, until she said to her mother, "Mommy, now that I can fly for quite a far distance, where should I go?" To this, Mother answered, "Very well, very well. You may fly in any direction. You may fly to the north or to the south. You may even fly to the east or to the west. In fact, you may fly anywhere. Go right ahead, Tsip Tsip. Go out and discover a new world. A world that is filled with so many things that are so good. That is, only if you really search for them. If you will look for the good things in this lovely world, you will surely find them." And off she flew, waving goodbye to Mommy, as she began her first long trip away from her nest, away from Mommy. So Tsip Tsip headed towards the east. She wanted to know what was doing in the east. And off she went on this very exciting adventure. But as soon as she got to the east, she waited for a moment, looked around, and turned back home. That's right, back to the nest, back to Mommy. "What's the matter?" asked Mother. "What's the matter, little Tsip Tsip? Why have you returned so quickly? Don't you like the east?" Little Tsip Tsip looked up and said, "Oh, Mommy, I don't know how to tell this to you, but it smells so bad in the east. I just can't stand it." Upon hearing this, Mother said, "Very well, Tsip Tsip, very well. Then why don't you try going to the west? Perhaps you will like it there." And off went Tsip Tsip to explore the west for the very first time. But again, as soon as Tsitsip arrived in the west, she looked around and took one deep sniff and said to herself, I can't stay here at all. My, there's such a strange smell in the west. I must return back home. I'm going back to Mommy. And so, again, little Tsitsip turned around and headed back home to her nest, to Mommy. Well, dear children, I'm sure you can guess what happened next. That's right. Mother sent Tsitsip to the north, only for Tsitsip to return. And the very same happened when she sent her to the south. Upon seeing this, Mother said to Tsitsip, "Come over here, please. Let me take a good look at you." As Mother looked at Tsitsip, she began to laugh. "Oh, look what I found." Tsitsip looked up. "Mother, please tell me, what did you find?" "Well, I want you to know that on the tip of your nose was a piece of dirt that you didn't even notice. You see, Tsitsip, there's no bad smell in the north or in the south, not in the east or in the west. It was this piece of dirt that you were smelling. So wherever you would go, you would have that strange smell." Well, dear children, quickly, Mother wiped the nose of Tsitsip until it was absolutely clean again. She said to her, "Tsitsip, now you can fly anywhere, and you don't have to worry about those strange smells anymore." Yes, dear children, the mystery of the strange smells was finally solved. And I want you to know, dear children, there's a wonderful lesson that we could learn from this story. A lesson that could teach us something so very important. You see, dear children, in the Torah, Hashem commands us to love one another. As it is written, "V'yohavto l'reacha kamocha." You are to love your fellow man just as much as you love yourself. Now, this can be possible only if we will look at our fellow man with a good eye. That's right, and in Hebrew it is called Ayin Tova. It means to take notice of your friend's good qualities. By doing this, you will surely admire your friend's good qualities and try to follow them too. In fact, this is the way to be able to practice this lovely mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, to love one another. And the great famous rabbi, Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, said, in case we ever notice any faults in our fellow man, we should imagine as if we are looking into a mirror. That's right. For as we look in a mirror, we see the image of ourself. So the fault that you see in your friend may truly be a fault of your own. And our Chachamim, our wise men, teach us in the Talmud, "Kishot atzmecha techila." First correct your own faults. "V'achar kach kishot acherim." By doing this, you will be able to correct the faults of your fellow men. For as you correct yourself, your fellow man will set you as a living example. He will admire you and try to do the same. Yes, dear children, just like in the story of little Tsitsip. The fault that she found everywhere else was truly her own. And Zip Zip's mommy taught her a lovely rule. Correct your own faults first, and then you will find yourself in a much nicer and better world in which to live. A world filled with love and true peace.